Uncle, I'll tell you what. Sound of them chewed rib bones hitting that bucket is like music to my ears.
Oh, I believe I have had my fill.
Well, why, oh, that's only your second slab. Shoot, at $4.99 a dinner, you got to eat at least three to beat the house.
Well, I'm dining, not shooting crabs.
Hey, waiter, I'm ready for a refill here.
Lady, please, if you're going to touch the suit, use a moist towelette first.
Oh, Shecky Lewis! Oh. I saw his 8x10 glossy hanging out front.
Oh, that's right, I'm the star of the show.
Well, I hope you're better than the last act that played here.
You mean Monty Miller and his musical saw?
One and the same. I swear, that jerk flipped his saw in the middle of the flight of the bumblebee, came that close to decapitating the bartender.
No musical saws tonight, just comedy.
Oh, hey, I bet that's why they call it Rib Tickler Night.
I love working a hip crowd. Don't forget, laugh it up.
Oh, we will, Mr. Lewis.
You bet. It's about time comedy came to Raytown.
Comedy came to Raytown the day you were born.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shecky Lewis, and I've got a problem. Would you believe it? I'm 50 years old, and I still live with my mother. She treats me like a kid. She says, Shecky, wash out those ears. They're dirty. I say, Mom, that's not dirt. It's hair.
Don't encourage her.
And she wakes up for me at night, too. Trouble is, she's forgetful. So when I do come in, she can't remember who I am.
He's my son. I'd want to forget him, too.
What's the matter, Granny? Didn't take your Geritol this morning?
Yeah, but I should have taken some Dramamine because your act is making me sick.
Come on, lady. Give me a break. It's not easy standing up here doing an act.
Well, it's got to be easier than sitting here listening to it.
Think you can do better?
Well, I couldn't do any worse.
Why don't you come down here next Monday night, open mic night? Let's see how funny you can be on the stage.
Oh, hey! Great idea! Do it, Mama, do it!
Shut up, you dunce! I ain't getting up on any stage.
Just like I thought, no guts.
Now listen here, Rughead. I will be here Monday night, but I will be busy.
I'll bet you have a full evening planned. Gonna brew your hair and soak your dentures.
I'll act up it. We'll be here on your open mic night, and you better be wearing garters because I'm gonna knock your socks off. Good morning, all.
Morning? It's almost noon.
Well, Mama, you slept through church.
Well, at least I slept through it and not in it. You nod off in a pew like it's a posturpedic.
Would you like a Pop-Tart, Miss Harper?
No, thank you. Just coffee for me. I don't think I got more than 10 winks last night.
Oh, those ribs back up on you, Mama?
No, Benton. I was just all keyed up thinking about how funny I was down at the Jigger.
Well, you sure were, Grandma. I don't know how you're going to top yourself on open mic night.
Well, I'll think of something when I get up there.
Miss Harper, you just can't walk out onto a stage unprepared.
Well, why not? I didn't have anything prepared last night, and I was a smash.
But you gotta have an act. Jokes, material, funny patter.
I do? Shoot, the only jokes I know are the ones I live with.
Well, nonetheless, you've got to come up with something. They say there's nothing worse than bombing out in front of a live audience.
Oh, Mama, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
What I'm gonna do.
But you have to. You promised Shecky Lewis and all those people.
Oh, big deal. So I break my word to a broken down comic and half a dozen lushes.
Well, what about that old saying, the show must go on?
I got another saying, Benton. The hell with it.
Oh, well, everyone at church was abuzz with your comedic exploits last night.
How did they find out about it?
Well, I mentioned it to Reverend Meacham, and he talked about it from the pulpit.
No!
Yes, right after his sermon on the hidden evils of wine coolers.
Gee, what did he say?
Well, they advertise that they're mostly fruit juice, but that...
Will you forget about the damn wine? What about me?
Well, he said, God bless Thelma for spreading joy and laughter.
That man does have a way with words.
And let's all go down tomorrow night and see her perform.
Well, you got no way to shut up.
Oh, Miss Harper, now you gotta do it.
Yeah, there's no getting out of it now.
I know that. Lord, you miss church one Sunday and boom, you're facing Judgment Day.
Uh-oh. Spider-Man is really in trouble this time.
Is the Green Goblin after him again?
Worse, they're fumigating his apartment.
In here, Iola!
Where's Thelma? I've been working on her act all morning.
Oh, she went over to the mall.
She's shopping at a time like this. She should be preparing for tomorrow night.
Well, maybe she went out to get some funny clothes.
What on earth for? She's got a whole closet full of them.
Oh, Thelma, where you been?
Oh! Now, getting my act together, and look at this. I hit the jackpot.
1001 quips, quotes, jokes, riddles, puns, insults, and wisecracks. Volume 1?
Yeah. I was lucky to get this, too. They only had 2 of these babies left.
Well, Thelma, you can't get up on stage and read from a book. You think I am dumb enough to read these?
And I'm memorizing them. I'm telling you, this book has got everything. All right, here we go. Here's a riddle for you.
Ooh, I love riddles.
All right. What's green and dances?
Oh, come on, Miss Harper. Every school kid knows that old one.
Green and dances. Don't tell me that.
Comics don't use books. They make humorous observations about things in their everyday lives.
Well, pardon me if I don't see the humor in scrubbing toilets.
Green and dances. I got it. A Martian in tap shoes.
No, honey. Trust me, Thelma. I've written some special material that I'm just sure you can relate to.
Oh, all right. Lay it on me.
Okay, everybody. Mama, come on over here. Okay. Now, prepare your funny bones.
Have you ever noticed when you're baking a cake and you run out of eggs, you throw on your coat and you run down to the store... You buy the eggs, and you drive home. You get back to the kitchen with your eggs when you suddenly discover you need milk, too.
Well, don't you get it? You see, you're out of eggs, so you go down to the store.
I think they got it, Iola. They just don't want it.
Well, fine. I'll sell it to Joan Rivers.
I got it. What's green and dances? A seasick ballerina.
No, it's Fred Asparagus.
Fred
Asparagus. Jeez, oh.
Fred Asparagus? Who's he?
Isn't that adorable?
People don't go for that lame stuff anymore. What really cracks them up are impressions, you know? Okay, like Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Adrian. I want to be a champ, Adrian. I want to be a champ.
Yo, Bubba, I don't think they're going to buy Rocky in support hose.
Well, I know something they will buy. I got a great idea.
Well, I'm loving it so far. I got him out of the room.
Hey, wait a minute. Luann down at Food Circus knows 1,000 great limericks. She told the Box Boys one the other day, had them in stitches. Now, let me see if I can remember it. There once was a man with a bucket who...
Well, that right there, Missy! Well, I got the whole congregation coming to see me. I'm supposed to be spreading joy, not selling smut.
Okay, here we go, Mama. Watch this.
Well, this is great. My finale can be me getting a hernia.
This guy... did a balloon act at my lodge, and it kept the cobras spellbound.
Tough to do with that bunch of sophisticates.
You folks probably think that this is a balloon, but surprise, now it's
A snake!
Slither, slither, slither.
And now, it's a... A link sausage. And now, it's a circle.
And now, it's garbage. Well, that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, we were just trying to help.
Oh, well, y'all are just making me crazy here. Get out of my way. I'm going to put this act together myself. I'm going to be the one up on stage. I've got to do material that I believe in. I believe in this. Now, what am I going to start with? A quip, a quote, a joke, a riddle, a pun, an insult, or a wisecrack?
Well, howdy, fun seeker.
Hey, Jackie.
Miss Harper, you ready to face the firing squad? I mean, the audience?
Look, Jackie, nice try, but you cannot rattle me. When do I go on?
Second. I didn't want you to have to face a cold house.
Well, isn't that thoughtful?
Yeah. Now, if you bomb, you won't have an excuse. Remember, be funny.
Gee, it was nice of Shacky to be so helpful.
Why don't you help me and pretend we're strangers?
Come on, Grandma. Don't let Mr. Lewis get to you.
Yeah, we're going to be in your corner no matter how bad you flop.
There is no way I'm all flop here tonight. I've got a foolproof act mapped out here. First, I'm going to do a watchdog joke.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to hit him with the hummingbird gag. Then I got to...
Those sound funny, Mama.
You haven't even heard of yet, you lame brain.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shecky Lewis Open Mic Night. First up is a young comic who I'm sure is going places. I'm sure because I saw his bus ticket to Bundy. Let's get together and give him a great big welcome, a Raytown welcome, Mr. Skip Foster.
That poor, pathetic kid. He ain't gonna be much competition.
Go get him, kid.
Hi, everybody. Boy, was my family poor. We grew up in a high crime area, but we couldn't afford a watchdog.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, every time we heard a noise, they made me run to the front door and bark.
Mama, didn't you have a watchdog joke?
That was it.
Speaking of animals, do you know why hummingbirds hum?
They
can't remember the words.
Oh, Helma, was that one of yours too?
How the hell many hummingbird jokes do you know? The next one's about Mickey Mouse. I'm sunk.
And I understand Mickey Mouse just saved Minnie from drowning. Yeah, he gave her mouse-to-mouse resuscitation.
Well, don't just sit there. Man the lifeboats.
Wait. Wait, so the guy says... I got a big surprise for you, too, lady. I'm not the doctor. Good night, folks.
Wonderful. Let's hear it for Skip Foster. Boy, will he be a tough act to follow. We'll be right back.
Hey, he was funny, Grandma. How did he know all your jokes?
Because he bought the same damn book.
So, what's the problem? The audience loved those jokes. Just get up there and tell them again.
Okay, folks, it's golden oldie time. No, we're not going to play old records. We're going to listen to the comedy stylings of that gut-splitting grandma. Hey, you nut. Let's put our hands together for Mrs. Thelma Harper.
Now, don't you touch me. Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Before I say anything, I would like y'all to know that I am the widow of a veteran, and I spend all of my spare time doing charity work. Oh, boy. You know what really cracks me up? You know how when you're baking a cake and you run out of eggs, so you rush down to the market and you find out you're out of milk too.
Well, she told it wrong.
Say, do we have any poetry lovers out there tonight? I got a kind of a cute one here. Let's see. There once was a man with a bucket. kept water in it in case of a fire. That's what he did with that bucket. Oh! Wait a minute. Wait. You're going to love this. Oh. How many orders we got out there for Link sausage? I guess we're all out. You know what I bet would really like Link sausage? Sylvester Stallone. Yo, I'm Rocky. Yo, I'm Rambo. Yo, I'm dead.
To Jack Nicholson.
Who?
You know, the Joker.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Wait till I get a hold of you. I have to apologize for my grandson, Bubba. He's the one who talked me into doing that stupid Rambo impression. I wish he would do an impression of a person with a clean room. Bubba is he's in his second year of college, and I know what he's going to be when he gets out, an old man.
Boy, she sure zinged you, Bubba.
What are you laughing at, Vip? The only thing you passed in school was a kidney stone. Serious, Benton. Benton is my youngest child. He was a gift from heaven, although personally I was hoping for a washer dryer.
All right, Miss Harper. Leave my husband alone.
No problem. I'm through with him anyway. This is my daughter-in-law, Naomi. The one over here with all the makeup. Compared to her, Tammy Baker's got the natural look. The woman does not know where the kitchen is. She thinks that a microwave is a hairdo for midgets. Go on, let it on out, Iola. You're not in church now. This is my prissy neighbor, Iola. She is a little bit on the conservative side. Her idea of living on the edge is embroidering without a hoop. I see that you are serving drinks to the church group over here. I wouldn't get my hopes up because I've seen how much they put in the collection plate. Don't get me wrong, I do love my church, but now, let me tell you this. Let's talk about kids nowadays. You know the ones I mean. Well, if I do say so myself, I was a smash.
Yeah, at our expense.
Yeah, everybody in the bigger jigger was laughing at us.
Emma, I don't appreciate you telling the whole congregation about the Patrick Swayze collage in my bedroom.
What are you griping about? Shoot, the Reverend's wife offered you $50 for it.
What about all the stuff Mama told on me? Now the whole town knows that when I was 7 years old, Eunice and Ellen dressed me up like a girl and tried to pass me off as her little sister.
Oh, so what? I told everybody you were the prettiest of the lot.
We are never going to watch you make fun of us again.
Yeah, Grandma. After this, you're going to have to find somebody else to be the butt of your jokes.
Oh, really? Well, that is a darn shame, because you all are the biggest bunch of butts I know.